This morning, I am blessed to have the pastor of the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church, Matt Canoles, on the line with me. And Matt, first of all, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning to you, Mr. David. Merry Christmas as well.
Hey, listen, good things happening down at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. I'm going to give you, first of all, the little opportunity. God had a great calling on your life, and the Cowboy Church has really flourished. For people who don't know, tell everybody where it is and your times of your service.
Well, we're right on the Chillsburg-Fayetteville Highway at 6760 Chillsburg-Fayetteville Highway. It's about 7 miles off of 280 outside of Sylacauga. And we have a service at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. And we have a Bible study for grown-ups, teenagers, and kids at 6:30 on Wednesday.
Yeah, I tell you what, and I know it's full sometimes, and of course, the Cowboy Church has always been a part of the community, and of course, tell us a little bit before we get into, we got a something coming up this weekend we want to talk about, but tell us about how you came about this and how God had a calling on your life and how the Cowboy Church came about.
Well, man, we started practicing roping on Thursday nights, and man, just knew there were people there that wouldn't ever attend church because they didn't feel comfortable and wasn't even really sure at that time what Cowboy Church looked like. But, man, just through God's intervention, he led us to certain things and allowed us to become part of an organization called the American Fellowship of Cowboy Churches. And, man, even when we started the church, we were like, who's going to be the pastor? So we started looking, and I knew God had called me to it years ago, but I'd been running and was still trying to run. And so, man, we got ready to have our first service, and it fell on me, and so that's where it's been ever since. So it's a humbling deal, but, man, we just try to reach people that might not feel comfortable. Not that, man, I grew up going to a Baptist church my whole life, but we just try to reach those that might not feel comfortable in a setting that formal. So, man, we just try to break down some of those barriers that would prevent somebody from coming.
Well, I'll tell you this. You said you were running. Two things you cannot do is you cannot outgive God and you can't outrun him. Sooner or later, you're going to come to that calling, and I'm so glad that you did. Proud of you and your family and what the church has been to the community down there, you know, close to Cedar Creek. And we're going to talk about something that they're doing at the Cedar Creek Church, Cedar Creek Cowboy Church, here in just a moment with Matt. And it's something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. I used to go to them when I was little with my mom and dad, and we're going to talk about that when we come back right here with Matt Canoles. Matt Canoles, the pastor at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church down in between Childersburg and Fayetteville. I got to tell you, they're bringing something back that I like. And of course, when I was little, one of the things we always did around Christmas time, Matt, is we went out and rode around and looked at Christmas lights, and there was always a nativity scene somewhere. Now, it may not have been live. I have seen many live ones, but tell our audience about what you all are doing starting on Friday, tomorrow.
Well, we try to. I think a live nativity scene is awesome. We just try to take it to the next level. And we, probably 8 or 10 years ago, we started driving down to Eclectic. Their community puts on a great live nativity walk. And so that just experience we had there, we kind of tried to bring that back and do that to the best of our ability. Ours is probably not as elaborate as what they do in Eclectic. But so we started this year, and every year we started, I think we had 4 scenes 5 years ago when we first started it, and I think we're up to 8 or 9 scenes now. And so we start when the angel appeared to Mary and told her what was fixing to happen, and you get to walk through the woods. We tried the best we can to recreate each of those different scenes that the Bible talks about and tells us about, and then we end up at the manger with the birth of Jesus. And so it takes about 15 minutes to walk through, and each group, we try to keep the groups to 20 people or less. We'll let some of them go over 1 or 2, but we just try to keep them to 20 or less so that everybody can truly experience and get up close and see. And then we'll have a guide that walks through each group, so that leads you at the right times to the next place, the next scene. So, man, that's what we do. We just, to the best of our ability, try to recreate what the Bible tells us happened during those times and what that looked like.
Well, it sends chills me right now. We're going to ask you also here in the next segment. We're going to keep you around. Matt is actually flying back and from things he had going on out west, and but we're glad he called and talked, because we're going to get the times that all this is going on, and if there's somebody that wants to contribute to it, I'm sure that they will be glad to do that, and because it's all about giving in the holiday season. Matt, stay with me, and I'll get back with you here in just a minute. Matt Canoles on the line with me. He is the pastor at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church down in between Childersburg and Fayetteville. And, of course, they've got a live nativity scene that's going on this weekend. Matt, first of all, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, tell us the times that people can come.
Oh, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it starts. The first group will leave out at 6, and then we'll have the last group will be at 8 o'clock. So we just do four groups an hour every 15 minutes. That's about what it takes to walk through the whole deal. So starts at 6 and be done by about 8:15, 8:20.
Okay. Well, now I got to ask you, a lot of people will want to know, and there's no cost in this, correct?
No, sir. It's absolutely free. The one thing that we do ask is that there's a number on our Facebook page. I can give you 256-510-2658. We just ask that you reach out and text, because like I said before, we try to keep the groups to 20 people or less. And so, man, it's people's schedule. We might, you know, if you got a group of 5 coming, we'd put you in with another group or another family. But we do ask that people text to reserve a spot. And we try our best we can to accommodate what time and what night it is that you want to come.
Absolutely. And one other thing I wanted to talk about in this little segment here with you is the fact that this is not just a Cedar Creek Cowboy Church thing. You would like to see other churches and other parts of our community really get out and support this to where they can actually participate in it.
Oh, yes, sir. No, that's our goal, and I feel like the vision God's given us for this is that as it grows and every year we add another night and add some more scenes, but that takes facilitating. And so, man, our dream would be that, you know, maybe we could do it for a whole week every night, and that there'd be nights that there's not a single person that attends Cedar Creek Cowboy Church regular that's a part of it. Just trying getting other churches involved, other congregations involved, to come, you know, act out the roles and do the scenes. And that's our goal, because this is not about Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. This is about the kingdom, and so that's what we want to be about. So, yes, sir, that's our goal.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, kudos to you and your congregation as well for leaving that open. As you mentioned, this is not really a Cedar Creek Cowboy Church thing, but it is where it's located. And you're going to walk through the woods and see things. It's not just something you drive by and see a little manger. This is top notch, and we want to get the word out there. We'll talk to Matt Canoles here again and wrap things up with him about their live nativity scene. This is going to be live now, folks, and we're going to talk about that one more time when we come back this morning. Matt Canoles, the pastor of the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church, on the line with me. He's flying back, and we wanted to do this today on this Thursday because this live nativity scene starts tomorrow at their church. You're going to be able to walk through the woods. They do like you to you hit them up on their Facebook page and try to reserve a place. Give us that number one more time, Matt.
It's 256-510-2658.
Okay, and there's no charge for this, but they take groups of about 20, 4 per hour, and they do 2 hours per night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, I looked at, before I got on with you, I looked at the long-range forecast. I don't think you're going to have to deal with any rain.
No, sir. But I would even say this, too, real quick. I know you rushed your time, but last year we'd been in kind of a drought, and then we were proposed for just a huge rain deal that was supposed to give us 2 or 3 inches. And man, our prayer through that was not that God would not allow it to rain, but that His will be done. And so, man, He held off the rain, and we got to do it. But yes, sir, it does. The weather for this weekend looks awesome. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. It'll be a little cool at night, but just bundle up. We'll have hot coffee and hot chocolate there for everybody. Wow. Again, absolutely free. So just come out and enjoy.
So one more time, this is at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. If you don't know where that is, get on the Childersburg Fayetteville Highway. And really, to me, it's about halfway in between Childersburg and Fayetteville, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's exactly 7 miles from the red light in Childersburg.
So come on down there this weekend, 6 to 8, but you need to try and reserve a time. There is no charge. And of course, we just appreciate Matt. Hey, thank you not only for this, but what you do on a weekly basis, brother.
Oh, I thank you, Mr. David, for all y'all do. I appreciate you having me on.
All righty, and I'll be in touch, and maybe I'll see you down there Friday night or Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks a lot. Matt Canoles, yes, the pastor at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. Go down and check out their live nativity scene this weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.